This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. New and more dangerous smuggling practices and riskier routes have led to a spike in the number of migrants dying as they attempt to cross the Mediterranean, according to a new report. Worldwide, 78% of migrant deaths or disappearances occurred on the so-called Central Mediterranean route from North Africa to Italy. The head of the International Organization of Migration's Global Migration Data Analysis Center is Frank Lasco, and he spoke to me earlier about the reasons behind this rising death toll.
What is particularly shocking is that despite all the attention that this issue has received over the last few years and the increased number of search and rescue operations, we still see that the number of fatalities has increased quite significantly in 2016. Now, we're not absolutely sure why this is happening. There are various potential explanations. One is clearly that smugglers are becoming increasingly ruthless and putting more and more migrants onto unseaworthy vessels with complete disregard for the safety of migrants, and the consequence is simply to maximize their profits.
Concerning that dangerous route over the Central Mediterranean,
yes,
from Libya to Italy, is it true,
yes,
that smugglers, for instance, are not necessarily only using wooden boats now, but are increasingly pushing them into rubber dinghies, which of course, by their very nature, are going to be less seaworthy for such a long journey?
Yes, absolutely. The real problem is that it's very difficult to control what happens in Libya before migrants set sail. And you're absolutely right that a wider range of means are now being used for these sea journeys. I mean, we've always known that the Central Mediterranean route has been the most dangerous crossing in the Mediterranean. It accounts for by far the largest number of deaths that occur, simply because it's a larger stretch of water, but probably also because of the nature of smuggling operations working out of Libya, where there seems to be almost a complete disregard for the safety of migrants.
I gather that there's newer routes, particularly from Egypt now, which of course are longer and therefore riskier. Are we seeing a lot,
yeah,
of migrants crossing from Egypt?
Well, thus far, we've not seen substantial numbers, but there have been more reported cases. And I think what's interesting is that we've seen people who might have travelled along the Eastern Mediterranean route, that's the route from Turkey through Greece and up to the Balkans, moving instead to Egypt and then trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea from Egypt. And also, it has been reported that there have been significant numbers of unaccompanied minors, often travelling from countries such as Afghanistan and Eastern African states across that route. So this might be the beginning of a new trend. We shall have to wait and see how this develops.
Your report says that there's a need for more legal channels for migrants to be able to come to Europe. But this has been a call that's been made by many organisations, not just your own, but by many NGOs. But it's always up to now fallen on deaf ears, hasn't it?
Well, I think there will be increased discussion about this issue in a few weeks' time in New York, when for the first time ever, leaders from states around the world will attend a summit, a first ever global summit hosted by the UN to discuss how to address large-scale movements of refugees and migrants. And we're not only talking here about opening up legal channels for people to work in Europe, it's also the case that relatively few refugees are resettled through organized resettlement programs to countries in Europe and beyond. So there are a variety of different ways in which new or increased legal channels could be developed. However, the demand in places such as Africa is always likely to be higher than the number of vacancies and opportunities available in Europe. So IOM has also been recently implementing information campaigns in parts of Africa to warn migrants about the risks of crossing the Mediterranean Sea and trying to provide hard evidence based on, in fact, working with migrants who have actually traveled along the routes through sub-Saharan Africa so that we can provide authentic information and evidence about the risks that migrants face on these journeys.
Is it your experience that from talking to people who are in touch with migrants, that many of them have absolutely, really very little idea about the dangers of the journey? They've probably been misled by false promises by the smugglers, presumably.
Yes, I think that is broadly speaking true, and they also are not fully aware of the conditions that await them in countries such as Libya, where they may have to spend weeks and months in transit waiting for an opportunity to cross the Mediterranean. And IOM has set up a center in Niger where we see a lot of people coming back from Libya and have very difficult stories to tell, horrendous stories about the mistreatment that has occurred in Libya. And we're trying to, through that center, provide migrants with more accurate information about the risks that they may face on these dangerous journeys.
I was speaking there to Frank Laszlo of the International Organization of Migration.